Infection is a common complication after stroke, affecting between 15 and 30% of patients. The predictors for post-stroke infection can be divided into three categories: clinical factors, anatomical, and immunological. The relationship between the occurrence of post-stroke infection and functional outcome remains a subject of debate, but it seems likely that the occurrence of these infections have a causal relationship with poor functional outcome and mortality. It has now become clear that despite the finding that overall infections are reduced, preventative antibiotic therapy in the acute phase of stroke does neither improve functional outcome nor decrease mortality rates. I'm Carmen Nave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Dr. Jean-Dur Vermeij from the Department of Neurology, Academic Medical Center, Amsterdam, and submitting author of the paper Post-Stroke Infections and Preventative Antibiotics in Stroke, an update of the clinical evidence.
My name is Jean-Dur Vermeij. I'm from the Netherlands, and I do my PhD research from the Academic Medical Center in Amsterdam. And I'm currently working as a neurologist in Alkmaar, a little bit above Amsterdam.
Thank you, Jean-Dur. So is infection common after stroke?
Yeah, so basically what we found is that infection is a very common complication after stroke, affecting about 30% of the patients, and then mainly the pneumonia and urinary tract infections. And what we found in most articles is that the occurrence of an infection is associated with a worse clinical outcome. So it's a quite common complication, and it does probably affect outcome after stroke. And that's why the aim of the study, our study, and different studies that were performed in the same time, is that the question if we can prevent infection, if we can then make the outcome after stroke a little bit better.
In the first meta-analysis on preventative antibiotic therapy, which was almost a decade ago now, a beneficial effect on post-stroke infection rates was clear. However, the effect on functional outcome remains uncertain because of included studies were small. So now there's been a large phase 3 RCT and a Cochrane meta-analysis. What do you see now after all that sort of new and collaborated data?
Well, what we found now, because the first meta-analysis, the large meta-analysis on the subject was performed in 2012, and there were 506 patients on this subject. And what we by that time found was that the occurrence of an infection are indeed decreased by the use of preventive antibiotics. However, the effect on stroke outcome remained unclear because there was a small number of patients and there was a large heterogeneity on type of antibiotic study design. And with the RCTs of the last few years, the number of participants have increased almost a tenfold. And what we found now is that by the use of preventive antibiotics, the occurrence of an infection is indeed reduced. And then I'm saying any infection or urinary tract infections, because what we found is that pneumonia could not be prevented by antibiotics. However, the effect on outcome remained, what we found was that there was no effect on stroke outcome with relative risk of almost 1.0. So indeed, we can prevent infections. However, we are not able to prevent or to improve stroke outcome by preventing these infections.
Does this mean that there's no point in any more research on preventative antibiotics in stroke?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think whereas we can say now that the use of any antibiotic in any type of stroke does not affect stroke outcome, it is not right to say that we shouldn't perform more research on this topic. And there are different reasons. The first reason is that it might be possible that some specific type of antibiotic might still improve stroke outcome, and that might be not by preventing infection, but from some kinds of antibiotics, it is thought that it might have a neuroprotective effect. So by the neuroprotection, it might still improve stroke outcome. However, this should only be for some types of antibiotics. The second point is that we can now say that on any type of stroke, antibiotics do not affect outcome. However, there might be some types of strokes that still might be improved by preventive antibiotics. And one of those types is that we found in a post-hoc analysis from our own study, the preventive antibiotic in stroke study, that thrombolyzed patients may have a better outcome by preventive antibiotics. So that might also be a group that might still benefit. And the third point is that whereas stroke outcome may not be effective, preventive antibiotics might still improve the quality-adjusted life years and might be cost-effective. And we have performed an analysis from our study, and we found indeed that the quality-adjusted life years were significantly improved, and the use of, in our study, ceftriaxone is indeed cost-effective. So I think in certain types of stroke, the use of preventive antibiotics might still be beneficial.
And what about things like confounding factors? I see in your paper that you allude to those, and that, that also could be different kinds of infections that actually affect outcome differently. Can you give us a bit of a background on that, a bit of an explanation what you mean by that?
I don't really understand your question.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that the point is that the occurrence of an infection might be a confounding factor for the stroke outcome. So what you could say is that patients with stroke that suffer an infection have higher comorbidity, or the impaired consciousness of the patient might give it a higher chance of getting an infection. And of course, the use of medical interventions do have an effect on the occurrence of an infection. So the occurrence of an infection might only be a marker of stroke severity or comorbidity and not be directly related to stroke outcome. And right now we don't know this exactly, because we didn't find facts on stroke outcome. You might indeed say that the occurrence of an infection is only a marker of stroke severity and comorbidity. However, since we did find in different types, subtypes of stroke, that there might be a beneficial effect, but it might still be that the use of antibiotics might be beneficial. We just don't know yet.
So what about the implications for daily practice, for clinicians on the front line that are managing antibiotics and infection and, you know, in relation to stroke? What can you tell us about that?
Yes, in our opinion, the use of preventive antibiotics should not be implied in standard stroke care until now, because we did not find an effect on functional outcome. And the risk of post-stroke infection is significantly reduced. However, I don't think that that's reason to imply this in daily practice now. I think that the most important message of our paper is that infection is indeed a very common complication after stroke, and the occurrence of an infection is indeed associated with poor functional outcome. However, the use of preventive antibiotics do not affect stroke outcome. And until now, we don't know why this effect occurs. And I think future research will be needed to further find out different types of stroke or subtypes of stroke patients that do benefit from this therapy. And further research is indeed needed. And another interesting question now is the fact that we did not find any effect on pneumonia, so we could prevent any type of infection or urinary tract infection. However, there were even studies in which any type of antibiotic could be used just to prevent pneumonia, and still this infection could not be prevented. However, the occurrence of pneumonia is most associated with poor functional outcome and higher mortality rates. And we don't know right now why we cannot prevent this pneumonia. And it might be possible that the occurrence of pneumonia is not a bacterial infection, but only a result of chemical or immunological alterations that result in some sort of pneumonitis. And if we cannot find a beneficial effect of antibiotics on stroke outcome, it might be possible that in future research we should more focus on this pneumonitis model and maybe look at immunological alterations instead of using antibiotics to prevent pneumonitis instead of bacterial infection. So that's another interesting for future research, I think.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. Jean-Dirk Vermeij from the Department of Neurology, Academic Medical Center, Amsterdam, who is the submitting author of the manuscript Post-Stroke Infections and Preventative Antibiotics in Stroke, an update of the clinical evidence that was published in the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke and the World Stroke Academy are the flagship publication and the education platform of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.